Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. There's controversy over Schimmel getting the federal prosecutor job. Senator Tammy Baldwin says President Trump's choice of Brad Schimmel as interim U.S. attorney ignores the state's bipartisan tradition. Schimmel has been named interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District, covering Milwaukee and surrounding areas. Schimmel, who lost a recent Supreme Court race, says it's an honor to serve and that he'll work to enforce the law fairly. Democrats have launched a major ad campaign against Congressman Brian Stile. The seven-figure ad buy focuses on his votes on tariffs. The campaign from Opportunity Wisconsin features a Kenosha firefighter who says feeding his family has become too expensive. The ads will run throughout the district on TV and digital platforms during the primary season. On the Democratic side, there are five candidates: Randy Bryce, Mitchell Berman, Miguel Aranda, Enrique Cassiano, and Gage Stills. The Wisconsin legislature's deep partisan divide was on display as the state Senate took to the floor on Tuesday. Democratic Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein criticized Republican-authored bills, saying nothing on the day's calendar addressed cost and affordability for working families across the state of Wisconsin. She said Democrats are frustrated and dismayed. Majority Leader Devin Lemieux said Republicans address cost and affordability with a middle-class tax cut in the latest state budget, while Democrats introduced bills that led local governments increasing their levies to raise property taxes. He said Democratic complaints seem a little disingenuous. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is expected to veto numerous Republican measures, including bills to prohibit undocumented persons from receiving taxpayer-financed health care, to ban local governments from setting up income programs, and to allow new cigar bars to open. The Senate will not return to the Capitol until January. Wisconsin food share recipients would be prohibited from purchasing soda and candy with their benefits under terms of a bill being taken up in the Assembly today. The Republican-authored measure would require Wisconsin's Department of Health Services to apply for a waiver from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to enforce the restrictions. If the waiver is approved, DHS must prohibit the use of food share benefits to purchase candy and soda. If it's not approved, DHS is required to resubmit the waiver annually until it's granted. Authors say their goal is to help Wisconsinites eat healthier. Opponents claim it's punishing low-income residents. The bill would require DHS to create a candy and soda database at a cost of around $6 million. A sports betting bill is on the fast track at the Capitol in Madison, with the Assembly set to take it up today. It would require online operators give at least 60% of revenues to tribal partners under a hub-and-spoke model, with bets placed off-site, routed through servers located at tribal casinos. Governor Tony Evers said that's necessary if he's to sign the bill. Evers told WISN's Up Front that he's not concerned about the opposition to the bill by major operators, including DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, and Fanatics. State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux said his Republican caucus is still discussing whether they can support the legislation. A two-vehicle crash in Richland Center resulted in injuries. Tuesday morning at approximately 10:35, Richland County Dispatch received several 911 calls regarding a two-vehicle crash with one person injured near U.S. Highway 14 and Culver's. Upon arrival, it was determined that a vehicle operated by Marla Knutson, 83, of Lone Rock, was attempting to cross U.S. Highway 14 to head to Goodwill. Knutson's vehicle was struck by another vehicle that was traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 that was operated by John H. Deidelhoff, 78, of Cazenovia. After the vehicles had collided, Deidelhoff's truck left the roadway and came to rest in front of Goodwill. Knutson's vehicle sustained heavy damage from the crash and remained in the roadway. Two lanes of traffic were closed for approximately 40 minutes while law enforcement, EMS, fire personnel, and the tow service were on scene. Marla Knutson was transported to the Richland Hospital by Lone Rock EMS. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has been recognized with the 2025 Global Vision Community Partnership Award from the Wisconsin Hospital Association, which honors members who successfully address a documented community health need. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo was honored for its partnership with the Beyond Blessed Pantry, which was established in August 2018. What had started as a community outreach once a month, mobile pantry serving Baraboo, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells, and surrounding areas, has grown quickly. The Beyond Blessed Pantry anticipates serving more than 34,000 households this year. In addition to a plaque of recognition, an unrestricted grant of $2,500 is given to continue to fulfill the Beyond Blessed Pantry's work and mission. Established in 1993, the goal of the Global Vision Community Partnership Award is to provide recognition, financial support, and public awareness of a community health initiative or project created in partnership with a WHA member that successfully addresses a documented community health need. Partnerships must reach across the community or population served, and the program must be an active, ongoing enterprise at the time of the nomination. As part of International Fraud Awareness Week, Attorney General Josh Call is drawing attention to the significant financial harm caused by fraud in Wisconsin and launching a new public education flyer to help the public understand the warning signs. Fraud continues to affect people across the state, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice is encouraging residents to learn how common scams work and how to respond when something does not feel right. According to data compiled by the Federal Trade Commission's Consumer Sentinel Network, more than 30,000 fraud reports were submitted by Wisconsin residents in 2024. Reported losses in Wisconsin totaled more than $109 million, and the median reported loss was $360. The most frequently reported types of fraud for Wisconsin consumers included online shopping scams, business imposters, and government imposters. Older adults continue to be especially affected by financial scams. FTC data for Wisconsin shows that people ages 60 and older reported higher median losses than younger age groups. Financial exploitation of older adults is often underreported, and financial harm may be greater than what appears in available data. To help people recognize when they may be in the middle of a scam, the Wisconsin DOJ Division of Criminal Investigation has created a public education flyer. The flyer outlines several warning signs, including being pressured to act quickly, being told to keep a transaction secret, having someone on the phone direct what to do, or feeling confusion or uncertainty. When these signs appear, the flyer advises people to stop and not withdraw or send money until they have had time to verify what is happening. Scammers frequently impersonate government agencies, law enforcement, tech support, bank or credit union staff, or a family member or romantic partner claiming to be in trouble. The flyer includes steps people can take immediately and lists contact information for the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline, the Medicaid Fraud and Elder Abuse Unit, and Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Hotline.